Welcome to Harem Chavush Mosque. This historical mosque was constructed between the years 1560 and 1562, nestled in the Fatih district of Istanbul. It was commissioned by Harem Chavush, the sergeant of the Imperial Council under Suleiman the Magnificent, and crafted by the renowned architect Mimar Sinan. Over the years, the mosque has undergone several significant repairs, with major work done in 1844, 1901, and more recent restorations between 1980 and 1982, and again in 2000. Originally, its narthex featured a tiled roof on wooden pillars and was open, but later modifications enclosed the front area between the pillars with paneling, and a small entrance hut and staircase leading to the upper floor were added. Architecturally, the mosque boasts a rectangular plan, with walls constructed from alternating rows of cut stone and bricks. It features a marble-framed entrance door, a muezzin's lodge, and stairs leading to the upper gallery. The mosque's interior is adorned with two rows of rectangular and arched lower windows, and upper windows with fixed plaster grids on the east, west, and mihrab walls. The mihrab is detailed with plaster makanas. The wooden minbar has a slatted ceiling divided into squares, and the walls have half-meter-high wainscoting. The preacher's pulpit is crafted from wood, fashioned in a cup shape, with sacred names inscribed in white calligraphy on a green background. The northwest side of the mosque features a stone minaret with a thick body, a single balcony, and a lead-coated pointed cone. The west-facing entrance gate leads to a marble-paved courtyard, which includes a place for ablution, toilets, and three large trees. Within this serene courtyard lie the tombs of Harem Chavush, along with the pulpit, Sheikh Abdurrahman Effendi, and Blue Mosque's pulpit, Sheikh Chelebi Mehmet Effendi and his sons. Although the primary school, a fountain, and a dervish lodge that once stood on the Qibla side no longer exist, the mosque remains a site of historical and architectural significance.